You're listening to The Signal Daily. Hello, I'm Manaswini, your host for The Signal Daily podcast. This is the episode for 30th April, 2024. How is India's gig economy dealing with the heat waves? That's our first story for this episode. And for the second story, we are talking about WeWork's exit from India. How will this change the co-working sector in the country? Listen in to find out. It's not even May yet and I'm already melting in this sweltering heat. And looks like the coming days are about to feel muggier and much hotter. The IMDb has released heatwave to severe heatwave warnings for several states from West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha to Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra. These areas are expected to witness temperatures between 40 to 45 degrees Celsius. Even Bengaluru, which is known for its cooler climes, has finally turned the AC on. The city recorded the second hottest day in 50 years reportedly. While a lot of us at least have the luxury of staying cool and working indoors, unfortunately the gig economy has no such luck. The unfavorable weather conditions are impacting e-commerce operations. As per the Economic Times, typically, the availability of gig workers drops by 15 to 20% during the May to July period, creating a mismatch between demand and supply. But the early onset of summer is advancing this decline of workers for all platforms, from Zomato, Swiggy and Blinkit to Amazon and Flipkart. And at a time when online delivery partners are racing against each other with promises of the fastest delivery, this hot weather is also delaying deliveries, the report adds. I mean, of course, it's 40 degrees outside and already we have come across two reported instances of heat strokes. But delivery timelines aside, climate change and unpredictable weather are generally creating very dangerous work conditions for gig workers. A recent report by the International Labour Organization or the ILO shed some light on this. The ILO estimates that more than 2.4 billion workers out of a global workforce of 3.4 billion are likely to be exposed to excessive heat at some point during their work. Further, the report estimates that every year, 22.85 million occupational injuries, 18,970 work-related deaths, and over 2 million disability-adjusted life years can be attributed to excessive heat. And obviously, India's estimated 7.7 million gig workers are among those who are getting exposed to these working conditions. And already we have come across various reports about gig workers having to deal with long work hours, low pay and a lack of insurance policies, among other things. But the question is, what are e-commerce platforms even doing to help workers deal with heat waves? So the ET report suggests that Swiggy has set up over 300 spots in high demand areas where delivery executives can rest and have access to drinks, while Zomato has set up 450 resting points in over 250 cities, which they plan to increase to 4,000. Meanwhile, Blinkit has stocked up its dark stores with glucose and buttermilk for its delivery partners. Perhaps health insurance or extra pay could also be thrown into the mix? What do you think? For our second segment, we are going to bring you deep dives on stories from the world of technology, business, policy, and anything that leaves you with food for thought. Honestly, I've been working remotely since the beginning of my career and that was about 3 years ago. But that has changed recently. Thankfully though, it's flexible, so going to the office isn't too bad. Plus, if you add co-working spaces like WeWork into this mix, work is more enjoyable. You know, it's actually pretty fun. But the troubled co-working company is pulling out of India, leaving a gap that's up for grabs. And it looks like Office, backed by Peak 15 Partners, is already gearing up to dominate the sector. While other players in the co-working and flexi workspace scene already exist, Office is stealing the spotlight with its upcoming IPO. Now, what's worth noting is that Office Space Solutions has been around for 9 years, making it a well-established presence in the flexible workspace sector. And as of December 2023, Office has expanded to over 150 centers across Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities in India. But can Office make a space for itself in the co-working industry as well, especially after WeWork exits India? Well, that's a tough question to answer. But another question that comes to mind is, what didn't work for the massive co-working company WeWork? And what are the possible lessons to be learned here? So essentially, WeWork's idea was to revolutionize office spaces where people would actually enjoy coming to work. Instead of dull cubicles, the company envisioned trendy booths, cozy oversized couches, and relaxed cafe-style tables. And to an extent, it did change the idea of a working space. But for those who are not aware, back in November 2023, the company had to file for bankruptcy. And the reason? Well, because it was struggling with high lease expenses and losing corporate clients as remote work became more common during the COVID-19 pandemic. Also, WeWork's troubles actually started back in 2019 when its grand IPO plans fell apart. At the heart of this mess was WeWork's founder, Adam Neumann, and reports revealed some shady practices like acting as both the landlord and the tenant, consistent financial losses without any clear profit, and questionable decisions made by Neumann at the heart of the problem. So in short, the pandemic and a failed IPO put a damper on WeWork's party. But the one bright spot for the company was its success in India. In fact, the Indian division was valued even higher than the entire global entity. And the key reason is that the majority ownership of WeWork India lies with the Indian real estate company Embassy Group, leaving WeWork with just 27% stake. But as I mentioned earlier, and as per the Economic Times, WeWork is planning to sell off its entire 27% share in the local unit through a secondary transaction. This move, valued at approximately ₹1,200 crore, will also result in a reduction of Bengaluru-based property developer Embassy Group's ownership stake from 73% to 60%. And honestly, the timing couldn't be worse because India's co-working sector is actually thriving. Take the first quarter of 2023, for example. Co-working spaces now make up 27% of the market share, up from a mere 14% back in the first quarter of 2019. In fact, 315 Work Avenue, for instance, is gearing up to expand its portfolio to 4 million square feet over the next 18 months, up from its current 2 million square feet. And with room for 40,000 people nationwide, it is also eyeing new locations in Delhi NCR and Hyderabad. And not only is co-working industry growing, but the flex space market is also on the rise. According to a Business Standard report, around 250 flex workspace operators generated $3.5 billion in revenue in 2023, with projections suggesting this figure will soar to $9 billion in the next 5 years. Moreover, businesses from diverse sectors are showing growing interest in integrating co-working spaces into their property portfolios. But why is that the case? Well, it's quite simple. Companies are now realizing that modern workspaces go beyond just a simple transaction between operators and tenants. And what's intriguing is that factors like customization, dynamic workspace layouts, flexibility, immediate availability, strategic locations, and cost benefits are playing a significant role in driving the demand for office solutions. So what's clear is that co-working spaces are here to stay, at least in India. If you like listening to The Signal Daily, please show us some support. Rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this podcast. So feel free to shoot an email at hello@thesignal.co. The episode was researched, written and produced by Shorbury and me, Manaswini. Edited by Venkat Anand, mastered and mixed by Yash Hirve. You can catch this podcast every morning on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Prime Music, Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are thesignal.co on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.